Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Gundren here. Why haven't those adventurers found me yet? I'm betting it's because they're having such a great time at Tucson Games and Gadgets, in their amazing gaming room. Now get off your duff and save me, my friends.
Hi, welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, where last we left off, our group was heading towards Cragmaw Castle. In their tactical thinking, the group has decided to split up into two groups to look around the castle area.
That always works.
Yes, because we're stupidly daring!
And we'll be missing two of our party members, who we missed sorely today. So let's go ahead and around the table and introduce each other and who we're playing, just because it's been a while since we did that.
Oh, that's true. Hi, I'm Kelly. I'll be playing Tilda Wimblewick, a.k.a. Nimblenick, a.k.a. Penwee Pinchbiggle, a.k.a. Peewee.
The Halfling Rogue.
Yeah, the Halfling Rogue! Hey, I'm Tilda!
And I am Carrie, and I will be playing Galen the Gallant, and I am a folk hero, and my special weapon is the bow.
And my name is Jazz, and I'll be playing Hogar, a former soldier of a Hobgoblin regiment, and now sworn service to
Lady Corlin, which would be me. I'm Jocelyn. I play Lady Delec Corlin, the fighter.
The delectable Lady Corlin!
Yes, I'd like to think so. The delightfully delectable Lady Corlin with her retainers, Noxie, Vita, and Chi-Chi.
And Splug and,
Yes, and my pets.
Droop.
Splug and Droop. And my new friend.
And Hireling.
And sworn to my shield, Hogar.
I'm glad I was not a pet.
No. You are not a pet. No.
You are a compatriot.
Yeah, there's definitely some swearing of fealty, some promises, some arrangements that you will not kill me.
Or
at least until our mission is done.
Until you have taken the blood of the spider.
Indeed.
And thank you for joining us, Jazz.
Welcome.
Okay, so as you guys have synchronized your scouting efforts here, the guys have gone around to check the other side of the castle. So you guys are sneaking, encroaching even with your
Hogar as your reason, guide. Salatin doesn't want to play with me too much right now.
I can't imagine why. You're always very helpful.
Exactly.
Especially when running away and leaving him behind.
As his body hit the floor.
Several times.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So Hogar is thankfully guiding you guys in the right direction of the castle since he has a vague knowledge of the area.
Oh, he wasn't from the castle?
Well, they come and go through the castle area. Usually it's only the king of the hobgoblins chosen that actually stay there. Which is why Hogar's group of disgruntled hobgoblins were going to go south and mess
raid
with some
the
farms. Just because you can't keep a bunch of hobgoblins locked up for long without wanting some action.
Mm-hmm. But clearly they will have a great deal of more fun while Hogar will, his friends being dead, going with us to storm the castle. There'll be much more bloodshed.
Indeed. And, well, they were the weaker willed soldiers anyway.
Well, it's funny you say that because poor Hogar has a little bit of a headache where he was mind controlled by the group's mage to kill his friends.
Well, considering how his head did form into a crown of bones from his skull, that sounds pretty painful.
Yes, it was only by your fealty that I didn't rough up that damned wizard.
But also, I believe I rolled a natural 20 on my
yes.
persuasion.
Yes, you did. You were very persuasive.
I almost wanted to join!
Sealing the deal was just the fact that you would be allowed to, you know, have your chance at the black spider.
I thought it was because I paid him.
That was after the fact.
Oh, but we're definitely going to let him slaughter the black spider. Cut it into many pieces.
Filthy drow.
Yes.
Who knows, maybe I'll be able to make a profit selling those off to the townsfolk.
Oh.
Snake oil.
Or perhaps as tokens that they can pin up to their wall to remind them of the importance of service and community.
Well, they didn't help slay it. They don't deserve a token.
A dark elf ear tacked to your door reminds you to stay loyal.
I think it would work very well, don't you?
Certainly would make you think.
You'd prick up your ears and listen every time I spoke, wouldn't you?
Nail the ear to the post.
Silk post out of a drow ear.
Okay, so you guys are heading closer towards the castle. You guys are over here heading this direction towards the Coca-Cola can.
Do we want someone to be sneaky?
I think that would be... Mr. Kata, Mr. Kata. Okay, now I'm really dating myself.
Oh, I know, but I
And you've
that
said
show
that before, too.
I'll do it.
Oh, excellent. We can be here trying to be quiet.
Yes.
Okay, so Tilda's going to sneak up.
Yep. And I'm going to get a 17.
That's a pretty good sneak. So while you're sneaking up, are you going to do active perception?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I got a 13.
You believe the way is clear.
For now.
Oh, excellent.
So you've sneaked.
Until we hit the random encounter roll.
Just to let you know, I don't really have any pluses to perception.
I figured that.
I could be plenty of blues.
But you're very sneaky.
Yes, you're very sneaky.
She may not see it, but it won't see her either.
Exactly. Well, now, you guys, on the other hand.
Well, I should attempt to sneak up in Tilda's wake.
Okay. And that's why we love Lady Coraline.
Clomp, clomp.
I'm following you.
Tilda!
You rolled a natural unnatural two.
An unnatural two.
Okay, all of you here.
Unnatural two.
Lady Coraline clanking over the rocks and skittering with her shield scraping against a bit of a rock.
Her does a mild face palm.
Do either of you sneak? Galen or
is there really a point now?
I will always try stealth, but obviously it's not necessary.
That's
so,
kind of
but
the half
pint
goblins for me, because half plate does not sneak very well.
Of course, we
as Lady Coraline can now attest to.
Yes,
I got a 15 on stealth.
We could have. They won't know our numbers.
You know, we could have just sent Hogar ahead. It's not like they would be surprised to see a hobgoblin.
He, however, does appreciate the combat effectiveness of. Diversion. So he's going off the
screen. So he's flanking off to a good distance.
Oh, that flanky hobgoblin.
Oh, he's a clever one.
He's better at the tactics, perhaps.
Tactics? What are tactics?
I'm not sure. I thought we just went forward.
Yeah, my intelligence is not so high.
Wisdom and intelligence are often strangers.
Yes. I have no modifiers to my intelligence, so...
I have one modifier to...
But you have a signet ring, and that is the important part in this era.
I do have a signet ring, and I am committed to protecting the common people by encouraging them to the glories of service.
Whereas I'm committed to the common people, just in general.
I am the common people!
I'm so committed to you.
No, I believe you are the uncommon people.
Thank you!
The Uncola.
I also remember those commercials.
Okay, so you guys are heading up to the little spot here. Getting a little closer.
Bring me from behind, too.
Where are you?
Make the noise! Thank you.
Okay, so pretty much as you guys are coming out, you know, Tilda's got her eyes at the horizon. She's keeping things in perspective, keeping a good eye on everything.
Can I take a look around since I've made a great deal of noise?
Sure.
Oh! Right! 11!
That's an improvement. 11.
You notice some nice trees. You notice the hobgoblin has wandered away from you.
I'm going to look for signs of other units.
Okay.
With not much familiar. Oh, 17.
17? That's a good perception roll. You know, this could be one of those little ambush sites. You're not really sure until the first two arrows go flying out after Lady Corlin out of the tree lines. thankfully, I don't think a 10 will hit you.
No!
As you come perceiving your shield, just an arrow hits your shield and shatters.
Oh, dear.
And will an 11 hit you?
No.
As another arrow hits just mere feet from your feet.
Oh, I think they're rather unhappy to see us.
Yeah. Goblins.
As two goblins pop out from behind
you. Roll initiative?
Roll initiative.
I got a 14.
I got an unnatural 20.
The init bonus here.
Should be at the very top.
Point speed.
It's based on your dex.
Just like two. So yeah. 12.
Let's see. It should be on there somewhere. Yeah, it's just plus 2.
Huh. I have an 8. How delightfully unhelpful.
But not unusual.
No, indeed not. Once again, the brown dice hates me.
And what did Hogar get?
12.
A 12? Alrighty, so, Galen the Gallant, you are first.
Okay, do I see where the arrows came from?
You see these two goblins here.
Okay, then you shall attack them, and here is my inspiration.
Okay.
Oh, so should I roll 2 20s?
Yep, roll 2 20s. You get the better of the two.
Well, that's great, because...
she rolled inspiration.
I got a... Hold on. A 25.
That will definitely hit. Which one of these two are you aiming for?
That one.
Okay.
Ironically enough, your figure's actually facing toward...
Exactly. Uh-huh. That's what I was like. Since my bow is drawn, my figure is...
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. That's right. So... Hold on. Sit. I got a 9.
Wow. Okay, your arrow goes flying out and you hear... Is your arrow sticks in it, it hits the ground. Okay. So next is going to be Tilda.
Tilda, I'm going to go for that one.
Go for this one?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm not going to roll.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so is a 23 good enough to
hit? That will hit.
You think?
Okay. Let's see here.
Oh my god! You can't roll better than that!
Okay, so that would be 15 points of damage.
As it goes falling to the ground with an even smaller arrow sticking out of its chest.
It exploded.
My god!
Jeez Louise!
It was an ambush!
It was an ambush, you're right.
And Hogar, you just notice two goblin arrows ineffectively fly out at Lady Coraline. As two masterfully shot arrows go flying out and dropping goblins to the ground in one shot. What are you going to do?
I'm going to take a look around, because two goblins is obviously ineffective to a border defense.
Okay. So you're going to take an active perception roll.
And then stop. Move up at the...
Arrow turn.
Okay.
6.
Unfortunately, you believe maybe it was just two goblins. Or the little buggers are craftily hidden because they are goblins. And
that's true.
Unfortunately, they do hide very well.
Yes.
That's why they serve you.
Poor shots, but they get into crevices.
Send them into little rat holes and
they
stuff
miss,
like that,
but they get in it everywhere.
No, it sounds like, when you
you like step in something unwanted and it just oozes
out. Lady Coraline, what shall you do?
I will stride forward purposefully.
Particularly with that particular figurine, it is.
I will raise forth my sword, which is called
Talon.
I will raise it up, hold my shield forward. Surrender, miscreants! Now is your last opportunity before we fell you and send you whence you came to the bowels of the earth.
Inspiration.
So is that an intimidation?
Yes.
Sounds like it's mildly intimidating. Yeah. Go for it.
I thought it was intimidating.
I was almost intimidated.
It wasn't that intimidating. It was 10.
A 10. Okay.
Well, it sounded very severe.
Thank you.
And very noble. Very noble.
Excellent. Well, you know, I'm nobly intimidating.
Okay. And then pretty much as almost clockwork unison. All of a sudden, you guys hear this like almost unison noise of
Is that like charging goblin?
And that is exactly what that is. Because running from the trees are goblins covered in little bits of bark on their armor, so they can hide next to the tree.
They're
scouts.
They're so cute.
They're cute and vicious, like baby kittens with very sharp teeth.
Except not as dangerous.
No, that's true. Well, see, I got them out of hiding.
So the first one is going to swing on Lady Corlin with his little scimitar.
And miss!
Will a mighty, mighty 10 hit you. No. As his little wicked blade hits your shield, scraping off. The second one will roll a 15. Scraping off of your armor.
Just laughs it off.
It's nice to be flanking with advantage.
Yeah, yeah.
Will a mighty 21 hit you?
Oh, yes. Alas.
As you feel from behind the sword stab you between the armor plates, and you feel a little blood drip warmly out. 5 points of damage. Little bastard. And then the one that jumped out next to Tilda will be swinging his scimitar.
And
breaks it when he hits the ground next to you. Mighty, mighty one.
It was too big for him anyways.
And the goblin just...
You tell him.
So it's like that scene in The Mummy where the mummies come up and it's like, and he's like, ah! Too funny.
So, Galen, it is your turn.
I shall fire on that miscreant right there.
This one? No, that one.
Sorry, Tilda.
So you're shooting at the one next to Lady Corlin.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is the one that injured her?
This is the one that
injured her. That's the one I'm firing on.
The one that attacked her from behind?
Have at you, little creature. That would be a 20.
That will hit.
Yay!
No, I take offense at that little creature comment.
Well, yours!
You are not a creature.
Stature. They're merely bark-covered scabs.
Don't let Splug hear you say that.
Splug is an upstanding young fellow.
Only 4 points of damage.
Okay, you wing him with your arrow.
Still, you're softening him up.
That's right.
Okay, so Tilda, you are next.
Okay, I'm going to hit him with my sword.
Okay, so you're going to drop your bow and pull your sword?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to use advantage.
Drop the bow, pull the sword.
Oh!
No, 19. Okay, so that would be a 24.
That will hit.
Okay, let's see here.
Kill him in the face.
Stabby, stabby,
now,
cut,
remember,
cut.
You don't get your bonus dice.
Oh, that's right, because it's not the bow.
Yep. Well, that and you don't have surprise or anything with them.
Yeah. Okay, so I got 8 points of damage.
Ooh, but 8 points will work as you drop your bow, pull out your short sword and stab it in the chest. And it just...
And I go...
Go for the throat, man.
And I stick my tongue out
it. And as you do, it goes... As it grabs its wound and slides off your blade to the ground dead.
Yay! Yay, Hogar! You're a killing machine.
Hogar, you're watching this violence pursuing and realizing that your blade is unbloodied.
Indeed it is.
You cannot have that.
It's been a while. Moving up here.
Ooh, the goblins are excited. A hobgoblin has joined them!
Drawing the blade as I go.
He's never cared for the
sauntering
goblins.
Up. And then using my martial advantage, as this one is obviously not paying attention to me, but the ability as well. Once per turn... Well, I can declare it, I suppose, after I hit, but once per turn I'll be dealing extra damage.
Oh, okay.
Taking this one clean off.
Oh, good.
Will a 22 hit?
That will definitely hit.
So. Excellent. It's a handful of dice.
It is a handful of dice,
and I
need one more.
Wow. What type?
D6.
Yes.
That's okay, I gave him one.
Good.
Woohoo! And he rolled a 6.
Ooh.
Yep. So we've got 10, 15, 6.
Dead.
Yeah. 21.
Well, isn't it 1d8 and then 2d6 bonus?
The greatsword listed here, 2d6 plus 2. And
oh,
the
that one's the one with the greatsword.
Yeah,
and the martial,
yeah,
and the martial advantage.
Slashing.
Perfect.
And the martial advantage is 3d6.
Okay, you just basically
slice
him in half.
And then I'm going to use the multi-attack and attack the one next to it.
Okay.
Wow.
This is why he's a leader.
I like it.
That will hit.
He's a bad man.
Literally, the dice hits the guy.
We're just wanting you to, you know.
For 7 points.
And you slash this one, and he goes falling to the ground, bleeding to death.
He's a bad man.
And I'll look at the last one, and I'll say, this is why I'm in command.
Oh, delightful. You know, this is why we have a
hobgoblin. Look, a hobgoblin man.
Oh, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
And there's only one left.
Really, you foolish creature, you should have surrendered. It would have gone much better for you.
What is it?
Natural 20.
Why?
That's delightful. All right, let's see.
Oh, and I said that in goblin.
So I
make sure it was understood.
1d8. Correct.
Correct.
Well, that's critical, so you get to roll 2d8.
2d8. I think I'll do purple and red dice.
Color coordinate.
Yeah, well, yes, it's sort of a vicious shade. 10, 11.
You bring Talon down, and his
14.
Head hits the ground before his body.
Ha ha! Foul miscreant. Excellent.
I don't want the bodies!
Okay. So, as Hogar surveys his new companion's handiwork, since after all, last time you did most of the killing.
That's true, and we thank you for that, Hogar.
But we can actually kill people. Or goblins, anyway.
We could have killed the dragon, too. Just saying.
We're going to go back and kill the dragon. We have to save our friend.
That's right. Yes.
It's true. Lady Cordon's keeping her eyes on the prize.
Yeah, sometimes. It was really, it's really to make, you know, our dwarf companion more at peace so that when we go kill the dragon, he will be more focused.
With his cousin alive and
that's
safe.
True.
And he will heal us like mad. Perhaps we'll have Hogar with us to do the
I think
magic
Hogar's probably got
does.
Plans to take over Cragmaw Castle.
might take over Cragmaw, which will be sad, but perhaps we'll be friendly. No.
No.
I think we will have to discuss a new deal.
No. Oh. I think that at least you could have some type of, you know, amnesty or...
Trade agreement.
Understanding.
There will certainly be favor for those who aid me against the spider.
A peace treaty, so it were. It's like, you can cause havoc here, here, and here, but not here.
Yeah.
You can't aid me with here!
This town is our town. You can help the other towns.
Don't F with Van Dalen, baby!
and the future of Thunder Tree.
Oh, yes, yes, okay.
For it will be a prosperous town once more.
Yeah. It will.
Speaking of prosperity, what do they have on them?
You get a total of 6 gold coins off of them.
Oh, how lovely.
Do we have to share this with Dorian?
They don't know
they're
about it.
They're not here.
Okay. They're off collecting their own bounty.
Okay.
And do you think Salted Elf will share?
Okay. I'm not sure if he goes into the, you know, money is not his desire.
That's
knowledge
true.
Is his desire.
It's true.
Money will facilitate that, but it's not his end goal.
Well, you know, if he realizes money will facilitate his desire for knowledge, he'll never get another cent out of it.
But money helps you buy books.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, dividing it between those of us here and maybe with our friend the dwarf, and keeping Salted's back for a gift of a book.
Okay, you each get 1 gold piece and I get the rest. Hey, it's only fair I gave him my share
from
the last
one.
So I'm just making up for my...
That was politics, little one.
So what you're saying is you're giving out
you
3 pieces and you're keeping 3 pieces?
Yeah.
I care not.
But the gold can feed the hungry.
Apparently,
I think you did one of yours.
I gave my 2 from the last trend, so I'm just making it.
I'm quite fond of wealth, you know, so I'm...
The more the merrier.
I had missed my avarice in my character description, but now I recall that I have... I'm good.
You're so good?
Good. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm more about the killing and the intimidating and the noblesse oblige, as it were.
So,
in my impression is that you're the whole noblesse oblige, noble obligation is you think that they owe you obligation.
Tis all fault of the nobility.
My duty is to the common people, but the best thing I can do for them is to give them purpose and order to their lives. I protect them with my wealth, my power, my family name, my castle, my guards, and I provide them jobs in service to my castle, my family, my wealth, and my guards. You see how it works? It's very good.
Symbiotic.
Yes,
exactly.
Indeed.
And most of the goblins are just too dumb to realize it.
And I would never be mean to those serving me. No, I love them. I care about them in my own way.
Shh, they get scraps.
And much like a parent who loves their child, sometimes you have to have the firm hand.
Indeed.
Gauntlet.
I do like a good gauntlet.
So, Hogar, after witnessing your compatriots in battle here, and their efficiency in bloodshed, did you want to head forward, see if they can pick off some of the hobgoblin pickets that you know patrol this area, much as your own squad? Or do you think you should head back to the rendezvous point?
No, I think it would do well to take out some of those pickets. After all, their loyalty is not guaranteed.
Yes. We should just kill more, really.
So did you want to head off for the patrol route? Or would you like to lay in wait and ambush?
Ambush!
Oh, yes,
I don't suppose there's a patrol route on the way to the rendezvous.
Actually, this location, they do come through here.
Oh, delightful. I'm very quiet and sneaky.
Not.
I'll stand in this tree and I'll look like branches.
Yeah. I am a dryad, slim and white, who dance too long one summer night.
There should be another patrol coming through here not too soon, or not too long after this. We can lay in wait here to ensure our safety, so we're not ambushed again.
I'm hiding in a large bush, or a tree, or shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
It's not too tall, not too expensive.
I'm Roger, the shrubber.
How would it start, David? You know, coming from a halfling, that's quite shrill.
Indeed.
Sorry.
No, but it was absolutely appropriate under the circumstances, wasn't it?
Scary horse chopped down the biggest tree with a herring.
So, where would you guys like to situate your ambush?
I vote for the rocks.
You believe the patrol would be coming from this direction?
Rocks.
Then I'm going to be standing on top of this rock.
Because they will see him and they will be lulled into a false sense of security.
Yes. Is there a shrubbery that's large enough for me?
Yes, that one right there.
I'll be in the shrubbery.
No, I was going to climb that tree.
You can climb that tree.
You can still climb it.
I'm going to climb the tree.
Okay, so you're going to be up in the branches of the tree?
Yep.
Give me a quick athletics roll.
Thank you. Hey, you did
boost. Boosting away.
So the first time she starts to climb the tree, you just see her kind of jump, and she hugs the tree, and her feet are dangling 6 inches off the ground. And then she jumps, and her feet are dangling like 6 feet off the ground.
Wait a minute. My claw no longer costs an extra movement addition. We're jumping, let's see here.
Second story jet work?
Yeah, because I've got second story.
You climb faster than normal, but you failed your climbing roll.
So, really quickly,
you saw her jump up a couple times.
Wait a minute. Now, that should be acrobatics. I'm sorry. It should not be.
Athletics is climbing. Acrobatics would be doing like highlight work. But when she gives you the boost up, you now have advantage on the floor.
Woohoo!
Okay. So you scamper up there?
Yep.
Sneaking through the bushes with your little bow.
So I'm ready to...
Okay. Do you guys do anything to clean up the dead goblins already?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I'm sure that I dragged them into the, rocky area behind...
No, not the rocky area. We need to get them into a very bushy area.
Okay,
I'll
so
hide
you,
them in
you
some...
drag them into the bushes and throw some leaves on them.
Yes,
exactly.
And, I'll sweep the
They were already covered in bark anyways.
With some
They'd be
branches.
Easy to be camouflaged.
Okay.
I do actually have survival.
So do I.
So I'll actually recall to sweep out their tracks.
Okay.
The little,
cover
little
up the blood stains.
Yeah, the little dirt spread about.
Okay. So after about an hour or so waiting, you basically have taken a short rest.
Oh, excellent.
So you guys can spend hit points to heal if you need to.
Oh, that's right.
Right, I will heal.
Okay.
And I'm full.
Okay, after a short rest, Lady Coraline has regained her reserves.
Oh.
That, by the way, is a hobgoblin.
Oh, good.
So, three hobgoblins and two goblins?
Yep, three hobgoblins and two goblins.
Well, this should be a jolly good fight.
Three hobgoblins. Three goblins. Three hobgoblins and three goblins. Come walking up. Okay. Hogar, are you still out in the open?
I am.
Okay.
I greet them in goblin and I tell them to halt.
They Don't kinda, we want them closer?
Okay.
I can reach them, can you?
They halt and
them.
Do the whole... What's going on here?
I have one question for you. Do you hate the spider as much as I do?
They're like, yeah, we want to see those drag at their throat slit. Go ahead and roll. Anyone who's hiding, by the way, give me a stealth roll.
Yes, all right.
Woohoo! 26!
Oh, that's almost stealthy for me. A nine.
11.
I'm very quiet.
Okay. So while he's the main one's obviously the leader of the group's looking and talking to you, he basically gestures that he'd like to slit every one of the dark elves' throats.
Natural 20.
Oh my gosh.
As his squad mate is surveying the area.
They don't see me.
Do I notice him making specific contact with these guys?
You do notice that he basically, his eyes paused for quite a while over this area and over this area.
But so not up.
You're thinking his sergeant may have noticed... at least one or more of your compatriots.
Then why is it we do not run against them? Reclaim this territory for us.
And he kind of... The town of Phandalin will be ours someday when the king decrees it. And all of a sudden you notice his his compatriot pats him on the back and kind of whispers something just under his breath that through this distance here you can't really hear it. And he gets...
What's the background on that? The king decrees it.
Basically, there's a hobgoblin king in Cragmaw Castle who's... He's basically ruled the Cragmaw for as long as anyone can remember. He's basically been alive that long, which is incredibly long for a warlord. But he also kind of works with the dark elves in the area. And he's kind of their butt monkey. He's got one of the female dark elves in their court that basically his commanding tells him what to have all of you guys do.
What's her name? Vareth or something? Vareth?
Yep,
yeah,
Vareth.
Yes, you know.
A female dark elf.
That's not much of a key.
And basically she commanded them in the name of Meredith the spider, Carol. Her boss, to capture Gundren the dwarf and his brothers. And you do know the dwarves have been dragged through Cragmaw Castle. And... Sent to another place.
So I'll say, the king is simply their puppet, and I don't know why you don't see this, but we now should take our time to overthrow their rule of our king.
You kind of
maybe
agrees.
Get a new king.
Maybe
yet.
King Hogar.
Our king's time may soon come to an end, but it'll be at the edge of my blade. For I will rule the Cragmaw after he is done. And you hear his men kind of cheer and mouth off. And as you say, there is much to see. Why are you hiding your forces from us?
Because your loyalty could not be ensured. You may have the king if I may have the spider.
You think you can kill the Dark Elves?
I am sure I have competent allies, and I'm sure I can count on people whose
what's the word?
English word.
Loyalty?
Whose goals align with mine. If I'm after the drow, then that will release the hold on the king, or at least open up the path to the king.
Go ahead and give me... Steal a character sheet.
Would that be diplomacy?
Yep, pretty diplomatic, but we'll go with a persuasion, which is charisma.
17.
17?
That's not bad. He's just saying what they've been feeling all along.
It's true.
Exactly.
Ooh.
he kind of, you know, gestures to some of his goblins who he noticed were quickly stringing arrows to just, you know, calm down. And he basically gives you the old goblin phrase for a parlay and asks you to come forward so he can
it's
talk
more of
to you.
A guideline, really.
So he comes about to here halfway, and he basically, with hushed tones,
to your
wants
request.
To know what you're planning.
The allies I have are seeking the dwarf that was dragged through the halls. That is not my concern. They have promised to aid me in reaching the spider. If they are capable enough to get through into the hallway, then they should be capable enough to get us through to the spider.
And he looks back at his guys, and he's gonna try a perception to see, you know, what you have out in the bushes. And he can't see anything, just a bunch of rocks and trees. That's why he's got a sergeant who's apparently got really good eyes.
Very sneaky.
So, what is it worth to you from my squad to just keep on walking?
All of this? A chance at a kingdom? And you're asking for payment?
All of this is being said in Goblin, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
And
so we don't know what's going on.
Unless
your ills would be just as damaging to you if they were to be revealed.
Well, what I'm asking for in the here and now is how much is it worth for my squad to turn a different direction for our patrol?
Hey, you got
perhaps one. be out for a little longer than we should. As the group, of course,
all three
of you are out in hiding,
we'll just kill you.
Sweat dripping because you see the goblins parlaying in Goblin, and you're like, oh god,
has
any Hogar second, Hogar is going to turn on us and become new leader of the goblins.
That would be unfortunate.
That would be very unfortunate.
It'd be unfortunate for Hogar.
It would be unfortunate.
We are
for
a
Hogar.
Mite deadly.
We're foolishly daring.
And basically, he does the whole old-fashioned bribe hand mark. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was carrying on me before.
You have 5 gold now? Because you gave him 4 gold. 4. Order. 4?
I don't know what he was carrying before.
Well, you gave him another one.
He gave him 2 gold before, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, he's got 3 then. Because I gave him 2 initially, and I just gave him another
gold.
One. So he's got 3 gold.
You think maybe he'll require a few more coins than that.
I don't know what he had on him before.
Unfortunately, they didn't have much on them at all.
Because we didn't loot him.
Right. Let's see. What am I going to do with that?
I want some quarters, man. It's not like I could pay.
You do know your compatriots do have cash on them. I mean,
yeah, indeed.
That's true.
And we could always kill them, too.
Lady Corlin's thinking of her coffers.
Well, she's kind of rebuild that mirror.
So I'm gonna call out in common. Pee-wee. Come on out.
Don't!
Oh, she's up a tree, man.
You don't know that I'm talking. Oh. You just call me Tilda.
Fine. Tilda, come on out.
She's up a tree. No. She's
like, as the tree, no. As the tree goes, no!
I'll cut out for you, Tilda.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, what part of the rope coming out? That ain't gonna happen!
I'll come out.
Okay, Lady Coraline obviously breaks through her hiding spot.
Like, you may call me Tilda.
Matilda.
Her axe's name, Matilda.
Yeah,
it's rather confusing.
Matilda, we will need some coin to ensure the patrol route is extended.
And how much coin? I mean, we could always, you know...
I'd have rough off the top of my head.
You know 20 gold pieces would keep him happy.
Oh, yeah.
You know 10 would probably do it, though.
We just lost advantage.
You know if you give him 25, you'll have his loyalty. Probably.
I still have advantage.
Lawful evil and all.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. He can be out of our hair for 10. He can be out of our hair and do some back-end help for 20. Or he can help for 25.
All right, and in the long run, when we're renegotiating our arrangement at the end of this adventure, I hope you will remember the capital that I'm investing in this venture, and that certain territories will be under my protection, if you will.
Your territories would be under your protection
like
no matter what.
That's
Let's be
this
honest.
Is the treaty.
Yes,
we got like a leadership thing going on here.
This is the treaty, though. Because if we play our cards right, Hogar might be the next king.
Well,
that's what he's planning. He's planning.
I know. Him. He's going to betray him.
Yeah,
I will.
Just to warn you, Tilda's fingers are starting to twitch.
Hogar, as the future
it's not your
king of your
it's
people.
Not the point.
If I kill him, I can loot him for 25 gold.
I understand. I like to deal...
My memory is not as a goldfish. I'm sure we can talk about this later.
All right, fine. Here's 25 gold. Oh, my.
And, of course, you know, the whole time you guys are talking, this hobgoblin, he's going, interesting. So the human noble's taking orders from a goblin.
Oh, yeah.
So he takes
really
the 25 gold. Before he hands it over, he says, okay,
because he's sworn allegiance to her.
Because I know he understands him. He says, now, I'm expecting a bit more help. For this much.
And he's looking at the 25 gold in your hand going,
Fealty would have to be sworn just as Hogarth did.
I will bring forth Matilda the axe.
Puts Talon out and pulls out this two-handed battle
axe. By the way, I'm still covering them because I don't trust this.
Right.
Okay. Hells yeah.
This is Matilda. Perhaps they would like to make a promise by the blade of Matilda.
Your family will...
Do what they've been, that they're
promised.
Swearing to do, lest Matilda be wroth with them.
You swore an allegiance.
And he's...
Or will they swear to you? I will take their fealty to you as promise of their good behavior.
Since you have given fealty to her.
Since you're seeking the throne anyway.
Hold it, he's your competition.
But yeah. He doesn't know that. Let this guy think that.
Yeah, unless you want to break cover...
I am just a bush. I am hiding in a tree. I have said
okay, he basically, you know, because that was a pretty good persuasion roll you did. And he is willing to guarantee your compatriot safe passage to and from Cragmaw Castle. At least with his patrols.
Do I know anything about how many patrols he has?
He's got two other patrol groups.
I'll sheathe Matilda on my back.
Okay.
Give him the 25.
He grabs the 25 gold. Puts 5 in this hand. And he kind of barks back of, look, you found something. He throws the 5 gold back towards his troops on the ground. Of course, the goblins are scrounging for the cash. And he looks at the 25 and he grabs 20. The 20. And he pulls 3 coins out and he throws it to his sergeant.
The one who has...
The really good perception.
Like
the natural 20. And he basically slips the 17 gold into his own purse and jingles his purse. In front of Tilda's ear. She hears the glistening of this purse.
Yeah,
jingle.
Yeah. Who do you think I've got my bow pointed at?
And you just... he turns back and in common snarls at the goblin saying... these mercenaries have told us there is much riches to be found a little farther to the south. We'll change our course today. Leave the trail sign for the other patrol coming to follow us. And you see a goblin run over to this tree and hack a little line and then a down arrow and then like a jagged S into the tree. So that way, it's trail sign, so the next patrol will see that and change their course. Okay. So they basically scrounge for the cash, and then they come up, and he basically signals for them to halt, and he gives you the warlike goblin handshake of the wrist handshake. And then they settle off on their way. The whole time the sergeant's mad-dogging. You too.
That's okay. We're watching him.
I see what you're bow over that rock. I see what you're doing.
I'm petting Talon.
And one goblin's completely walking, completely underneath you, oblivious to you being there.
I could totally just...
It's an arrow tree. It drops arrows instead of apples.
What? I slipped.
All you see is a goblin head with fletching sticking out as it falls over.
Okay. Cool.
And the patrol harmlessly passes by you. And then you sneeze and blow your cover.
Oh no, that was just me.
As the patrol walks on its way.
I'm allergic to goblins.
That's why you collect them like some people collect handkerchiefs.
Or by cats. Cat people who are allergic to cats collect cats.
Yes, I'm like the crazy goblin lady. Rather than
yes, but you will be putting them to service.
Oh, yes, I'm providing them with a good and noble outlet for their...
And let's face it, Droop is all for it.
And you already have your crazy goblin lady starter kit. So.
That's true, I have 2 already.
You just need a female.
And by the
female.
Time you get back... The manor at Fandale might be at least more habitable.
It's true, I should unleash them on the manor. It'll work, I'm sure that
I thought you had when we left. That was their job to...
Under construction?
Yeah, it was to facilitate
start clearing out the ruins from the building.
Yeah,
so
to start getting,
Right.
You're working on the goodwill that you've built with the townsfolk.
Right, I'm putting goblins to work.
More than that. You're putting them to work, too, and therefore, because once the manor is prosperous...
You're stimulating the economy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like to stimulate things.
So as the patrol...
It's green here! His magic tingle!
His magic hands.
His magic hands to make everything feel good.
Oh, so good.
Okay, so after taking care of the Hobgoblin Patrol, you guys do realize it is about time that you go back to the rendezvous point with the men.
Okay.
All right.
So you guys heading back?
There.
Yes.
Okay, so the patrol has wandered off and you guys are heading back to the rendezvous site. And that is a good place to end it there.
Yay! We killed some goblins! goblins. Good times.
And spared some as well.
Yes, we're making treaties
yeah,
left and right.
About that one.
Yeah, but they did start building the... Because if anyone's going to be the king, I'm seeing Hogar.
Let's just say that I'm going to make sure Hogar is the king.
But Hogar may have the itch on his feet now of wanting to be crowned by his own hand.
We will facilitate that. As long as he keeps his part, all I really promise
is that I would aid him in the path to the king. Whether or not a drow or a random mercenary takes him out is not my business.
Right. Yes.
Yes. For the king.
After all, it's my fealty to her, not hers to mine.
I'm sure Hogar's also thinking that the king needs to be replaced. He's been on there too long, for he has consorted with such horrible, vile creatures such as the drow. How could he?
One should not be a dark elf, but monkey.
That's right.
Indeed.
There should be more honor in the being the king of the hobgoblins.
Because goblins are just so into honor.
Well, these hobgoblins.
Hobgoblins.
Remember, hobgoblins are the intelligent, almost human-esque part of the family tree.
True. You know, I think that hobgoblins are terribly misunderstood, and that they have a place in our society. Especially if we show them things like bathing and proper hygiene, perhaps a few pointers on fashion and table manners. No eating people at the table.
Define the word people. It's not cannibalism for hobgoblins.
No eating humans.
I mean, as you notice, hobgoblins are quite well groomed. I mean, actually, it's true.
They're just like people.
Yeah, the hobgoblins are rather proper, honorable warriors.
They're the almost samurai-esque part of the family tree.
Yeah, so they're
very
cool.
Charming. So have there been any noble marriages between hobgoblins and noble human families? Is that unusual?
That is unusual, since the two species are incompatible.
That would be unfortunate. So we can't.
Elves and humans are probably the closest compatibility you'll get.
So
this is why you don't see any half dwarves.
Isn't that unfortunate? I mean, you know, a little Thorin Oakenshield. Woo!
It's getting hot in here.
I know.
That's not his shield.
No, it's not, is it? But it's Oaken.
Look, this little Thorin's got some wood.
Look, good stiff joke.
He did. It was rather a long shield, actually.
Tripod.
And that's definitely a good time to end it there. Thank you for listening. And this has been another edition of D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Thank you for listening, and be careful. I've heard there's dragons about.